$10 million spent by the Russians to influence our elections. I'm more concerned, frankly, about the tens of millions of dollars laundered through the Biden crime family to influence policy and get benefits. Well, speaking of Russia, 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 it's back. So Garland and the Justice Department issued a Potemkin indictment of, I think, two foreign nationals, two Russians, who are never going to show up in court. So it's basically an indictment that's never going to be pursued, alleging that the Russians were paying a internet media company, were funneling money in to an internet media company in order to advance Russian interests. And in doing so, they tied an alleged, and although to be fair to the Justice Department, they said they were just victims. A lot of conservative media content providers, social media influencers. And here's a little bit of me watching Garland, the corrupt Justice Department, who should be prosecuted for contempt of Congress, but is being protected by his cronies at the Justice Department. Here he is pretending to be concerned about Russia, Russia, Russia again.
First, this morning we unsealed an indictment in the Southern District of New York of Konstantin Kalashnikov and Elena Afanasyeva, two Russian-based employees of RT, a Russian state-controlled media outlet. They are charged with conspiring to commit money laundering and to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The government of Russia continued to use RT to direct disinformation and propaganda. In the wake of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine, RT's editor-in-chief said the company had built, quote, an entire empire of covert projects designed to shape public opinion in Western audiences. We allege that as part of that effort, RT and its employees, including the defendants, implemented a nearly $10 million scheme to fund and direct a Tennessee-based company to publish and disseminate content deemed favorable to the Russian government. To implement this scheme, the defendants directed the company to contract with U.S.-based social media influencers to share this content on their platforms. The subject matter and content of many of the videos published by the company were often consistent with Russia's interest in amplifying U.S. domestic divisions in order to weaken U.S. opposition to core Russian interests, particularly its...
So all this is about is a timed indictment, as I said, that won't go anywhere, to undermine conservative views in the run-up to the election. And, of course, the media took it and ran with it, right, and tied it back to the fake Russia allegations run by the prior Democrat administration, Obama, Biden, Comey, all the rest, against Trump. And all these conservative influencers who, according to the Justice Department, didn't know where the money was coming from. No American has been knowingly implicated as knowing this money was illicit. Now, assuming that the indictment is correct, and you can't assume that given the corruption of the Justice Department. But sure enough, all the left media is following the dog whistle. They are following the dog whistle and implicating the social media influencers who have been caught up in this, like Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, who I know. I've worked with both of them. They're good guys, effective communicators. And they're being smeared and maligned and having their reputations diminished and attacked as a result of this Russia, Russia, Russia. And, of course, who's the big kahuna they want to go after here? It's Trump. It's all about Trump in the end. I mean, $10 million spent by the Russians to influence our elections. I'm more concerned, frankly, about the tens of millions of dollars laundered through the Biden crime family to influence policy and get benefits. I'm more concerned about the election interference of that man, Garland, and Jack Smith, and the deep state, the CIA, you name it. How much money did they spend on that? $35 million. Jack Smith trying to rig the election by targeting Trump. They spent $35 million. So, I encourage you to dismiss this Russia sham indictment. Do I know it's literally a sham indictment? No. I mean, maybe there's something there. Maybe there's an illegality. For instance, they're charging a violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Hunter Biden to get it charged with a violation of Foreign Agents Registration Act. Joe Biden didn't get charged with it, even though it looked like he was working on behalf of the Chinese for a period of time. Heck, now Hunter Biden, he pled guilty to these tax charges, which is interesting because I thought Joe Biden said that he did nothing wrong. Tax charges then again were constrained and crimped and limited in order to protect Joe Biden. They let statute of limitations on certain charges pass. They failed to pursue the Bribery and Foreign Agent Registration Act and much more substantial charges against Hunter. So first of all, he admitted to several significant crimes related to federal tax law and influence peddling. Now, was he charged with influence peddling? No, but the government put all that part of the evidence. He's essentially admitted to it all. Now, why would he do that? No trial, and this isn't going to be in the news for the next 2 months. And now he'll be able to get pardoned by Biden later in the year, for sure. Hunter guilty plea further ensures no further public airing of Biden's racketeering operations details. Pardon next, I'm convinced. And of course, we're already in court demanding answers in all the Biden scandals. So we're not going to let this slip away. Congress is letting it slip away. The media has zero interest in it because of partisan ideological reasons. And so it's up to independent groups like Judicial Watch, again, to go into court and do the independent heavy lifting to uncover the full truth about this scandal. And now that the case is over, we're going to be asking for a lot more documents, and they're not going to be able to withhold a bunch of documents they otherwise would have because of alleged pending other proceedings. So we're just getting started, even though we've got a dozen plus lawsuits and many more FOIA investigations than that into Biden family corruption. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.